It's about that time of year. It's about that time of year to remember that we forgot our New Year's resolutions. Mine was to visit Jim more often. Remember Jim? Jim's such a good friend. He never complains, never looks askance if I have to circle the parking lot for 10 minutes to get a closer spot, never minds if I use his stuff. In fact, Jim encourages it. And it's not just me Jim's nice to. Jim never smirks at the people who ride the elevator in order to get on the Stairmaster. Jim never complains that you don't visit anymore. Still, Jim has changed. He's gone high fashion since I first met him. Well, back in the day, Jim had a couple of weights, a medicine ball, and the smell of sweat. Now people buy special clothes to visit him. They lounge in his jacuzzi and chat by his bar ordering health drinks. Maybe it's Jim's fault. Maybe Jim is trying too hard to be cool. After all, I resolved to see him more. I wanted to work out more. I see the magazine showing me how far I have to go to reach my ideal player, playing weight. I understand that people should be able to see my bones without an x-ray, and that you can't Photoshop yourself 24/7. I understand that our goals must be unyielding, resolute. You know, the next time the president says the American people are resolved, think about your New Year's resolution. What does the American people are resolved really mean? That we're determined for a week? A month? Until we pass a bakery? Is our lack of follow-through tied to our shortening attention spans? Do we simply forget that we're determined? Has the American dream turned into the American daydream? It's about economics. There's no middle class anymore. You're either skeletal or you need to lose weight. I know a woman who complains that liposuction isn't good for you because while you're in the hospital, you have to go off your diet. On the other hand, beautiful is a spectrum, and fat is not evil. After all, the sexiest women in the history of Hollywood, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Mae West, all the film goddesses were made of celluloid. They even had cellulite, which makes me wonder if it's all a marketing ploy. Think about it. Cellulite? How can cellulite make you heavy? It's contradictory. It's ridiculous. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I will not be made a victim of. No, I will not sit still for this kind of subliminal. What? Yeah, you're right. I'm procrastinating. Excuse me. I gotta go see Jim.